Would you like to hear secret recordings of such things as a wife waking her husband? A man exchanging lingerie? The actual transaction in a pawn shop? Two children at play with a kitten? The American Broadcasting Company presents The Candid Microphone, the program that brings you the honest reactions of ordinary people, secretly recorded. No one ever knows when he's talking into the candid microphone.
This program's about people, not precocious people or problem people or people in search of electric refrigerators and vacuum cleaners, just people. We want to know what they're like, but when most people step in front of a microphone, they change. Some get shy, others show off, and some shut up like clams. But get those same people where they live and work and play, hide a microphone and record what they say, and they sound real again. That's what this program wants you to hear. Ordinary people reacting to all kinds of situations. Some funny, some unusual, some just human. But remember, none of the people on this program ever knew they were talking into the candid microphone. Just how funny is a practical joke? Those silly little tricks like exploding cigarettes, collapsible chairs, and knives with hinges in the middle. Do they serve any useful purpose in this already hectic life? The clown who uses them, of course, will get some kind of satisfaction out of watching his victim squirm. But what about the victim? The candid microphone decided to indulge in one of the less injurious variety to see how a victim reacted. We connived with a bartender to set up our recorder under his bar, and then with the microphone concealed in a basket of pretzels, we ordered a drink and waited for somebody to come along. Pretty soon, a lone man sat down beside us. He was an immaculate fellow, crisp-looking, even on this sticky day. Perhaps not the ideal subject for a practical joke, but maybe he would be friendlier than he looked. We fingered the exploding cigarette that we were going to offer him and struck up a conversation that was recorded as follows.
Fella, you bought the last drink. How about letting me buy one for you now?
All right, fine. I'd like another.
You drinking bourbon?
Bourbon, yeah, please. Yeah.
Plain soda?
No, I'd like, a Canada Dry soda. I like that quite a bit.
Well, fine.
Incidentally, what sort of soda do you use when you,
I was using just plain, sparkling water of any kind. How about a cigarette?
Yeah, I believe I will.
Good. Need a light?
Yeah, all right, very well. Thank you.
There we go. Oh, boy, these sticky days. I notice you can keep that collar from wilting. How in the devil do you manage to do that? Look, my collars will just fade away and get to nothing in no time.
Well, I don't know. It's true you have to change it once in a while, but it's a neckband shirt, you know.
Look at how fresh it looks. I can never keep them that way for 2 hours.
They're not very comfortable, I'll tell you that, though, sometimes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Why, too stiff on your neck?
Yeah, a little
neck?
Stiff before the
warm. Yeah. Oh, it's murder. What's the matter, Dick?
Well, what kind of a cigarette did you give me
here? It's just one of those little
things.
Well,
that's not so damn funny, I don't think. Yeah, that makes me sore in the devil.
Why? It couldn't
hurt
you.
Well, it's not funny, that's all. What are you, a school kid or something?
Well, it's just a little practical joke,
I can't see it, I'm sorry.
Why?
I'll pay for the drinks and get out of here.
No, wait a second.
No,
you're taking the wrong attitude, Dick.
I'm sorry, I can't see it.
Well, it couldn't hurt you. Did it hurt you?
How do you know it couldn't hurt me? It might have put my eye out.
Well, it's just a tiny little charge.
Yeah, what you say, what I know. Did you make them yourself?
No, I
bought
them.
Where did they come from?
Well, they buy them in a little joke store.
What's the idea? I've never met you before anyhow. What's the idea of pulling a trick like that on a stranger?
Well, it's just for a gag.
I just don't like people like you.
This reaction was discouraging, we decided. Could it be that every elbow at the bar has no funny bone? We decided to carry the experiment further and try again. This time our victim was a girl. She was a friend of ours. We arranged to meet our mutual friend in an office where the candid microphone was hidden. Another exploding cigarette was ready to be offered. The recording that follows shows what a bang she got out of it.
Well, he'll be here in a little while. I guess we'll just have to wait for him.
Okay.
Have a smoke?
Yeah, thanks. Don't mind if I do.
Good. Here's one. Is that your brand?
No, but this is all right.
Good. Did you get a light? Good. I hope he gets here pretty soon.
What is it? What is it?
It's one of those trick cigarettes that go off like, you know, when you light it.
Well, isn't that funny? Gee, I've never had one of those before. Do you have any more?
Did it scare you?
No. No. I mean, sort of, but it wasn't. Well, what do you put in them?
It's a little plug you put in the cigarette, but I thought it would scare the dickens out of you.
Oh, well, I mean, I was sort of... didn't expect it, but it's... Well, I'll be darned. Where do you get them?
Oh, you can buy them in any magic store, but I'm kind of disappointed. I thought it would just lift you right out of your seat.
No, it didn't. It have to be louder than that.
If we were at liberty to give names and addresses, we could have served a very useful purpose with this experiment. Because we have discovered a girl who'll make some man an amiable and ever-loving wife. She certainly can take a joke. And she's also proved to us that when a practical joke is taken well, the joke is on the joker.